It's time for the celebrity snitch, Huggy Lowdown. Huggy!
What's the deal, Pickles? Is everything kosher?
Yeah, everything's kosher.
Tom Joyner.
Huggy Lowdown.
Sybil Wilk.
Hey, Hug.
And J. Anthony Brown.
What up, Hug?
Good morning to y'all, good folks. God is good, isn't he?
All the time.
All the time.
Sybil, I woke up this morning and gave him praise.
Amen, brother.
And I thanked him for blessing me with my family.
Oh, really?
I could have been a Jackson. But the Lord knows I like my nose. And after I hang up this phone with you guys, I'm calling my family and telling them that I love them with all my heart and how much I appreciate them. Because all these years, I thought my family was kind of crazy. But this week's actions of the Jacksons has taken dysfunction to a whole nother level. I'm talking about a level where you need a key to access the elevator to get to that level of dysfunction. Tom Sibley, I know everybody got drama in their family, and it's the Jacksons' personal business, but I haven't been this excited since Falcon Crest.
Oh, my God.
That was my show. But anyway, I've been tuning in every day to see or hear the latest from my new favorite reality show. Hands down, Tom, there's no comparison right now. No American Idol, no America Got Talent, no Apprentice, no Bad Girls Club, no Basketball Wives, no Cake Boss, no Celebrity Apprentice, no Dancing with the Stars, no Fear Factor, no Great Escape, no Hell's Kitchen, no Keeping Up with the Kardashians, no Pawn Stars, no Project Runway, no Real Housewives, no Survivors, no Teen Mom, no Undercover Boss, no Voice. None of these shows have shiggity on my new favorite reality show, Jackson Family Matters. And I'm so upset I missed two episodes.
I know.
Last episode I watched, Jermaine and Janet was having a conversation in front of the compound. Uh-huh. That's what they call it, the compound. It looked like he was hitting up for some money from their body language, didn't it? It looked like he was saying, well, ask your billionaire boyfriend. And then I heard Mama Bear was missing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Catherine, the legal guardian of Mike's kids, just vanished to Arizona spotlight. She did the Like a Good Neighbor State Farmer's Dad jingle. Then while Mama Bear's gone, Janet and Paz get into it over a cell phone and something Paz put on Twitter that made Janet wanted to hit her. Anyway, while Catherine's away, Tito's son TJ, who used to date Kim Kardashian back when they were 14 and went to the prom together, so apparently Ray J wasn't her first introduction to the brothers. Anyway, now TJ is the temporary legal guardian of Mike's kids, Powerball, Mega Million, and Baby Blanket. And get this, the guardian gets $70,000 a month, all the plus seconds. That's why everybody want to babysit Powerball, Mega Million, and Baby Blanket. I bet nobody want to be beefing. They wouldn't be beefing if they was babysitting them kids if they was broke. If there was some broke little kids, wouldn't nobody be beefing, y'all? Meanwhile, Catherine's back, and she don't know what the hell going on. Somebody done stole her lottery ticket. And I heard she's supposed to be on 106 in Park today. Jackson Family Matters is off the hook.